Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting a surprise high-level U.S. visit to Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter made an unannounced visit Thursday to Iraq, saying he wanted a first-hand look at U.S. and Iraqi efforts to thwart the advances of Islamic State militants. At the first stop of a day-long visit, Secretary Carter praised Iraqi counterterrorism troops as he watched their maneuvers. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said the Iraqi forces, in combination with U.S. airstrikes, are in the very early stages of trying to retake Ramadi, now controlled by up to 2,000 Islamic State fighters. Top Obama administration officials faced tough questioning Thursday in the first Senate hearing on the Iran nuclear agreement. Congress has to accept or reject the accord by mid-September. Foreign Relations Committee Chairman Bob Corker told Secretary of State John Kerry that he had been fleeced by the Iranians. Secretary Kerry urged members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to accept the accord.
It will ensure that Iran's nuclear program remains under intense scrutiny forever, and we will know what they are doing.
Secretary Kerry testified at the hearing along with Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz and Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. Amnesty International released a report saying Burundian authorities repressed political demonstrations earlier this year as if they were an insurrection, using lethal force to silence anti-government protesters. The Amnesty report says the investigation found that police shot unarmed demonstrators who were running away from them. It also charges police used tear gas and live ammunition even when children were present. Dozens of people were killed in the Burundian unrest. This is VOA News.